The Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ha'ezer Simon Samach Vav Seif Gimel says Asur Adam Lishoti Mishto Sha'achat Belo Ketubah, that a person's not allowed to remain married to his wife, even for a very short period of time, without a ketubah. And the reason for this is so that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her. That's without a ketubah promising her a financial settlement, we could be concerned that a man might just take a momentary dislike to his wife and arrange for a get to be written, but where there's a financial implication, that's likely to hold him up and not allow him to divorce her just on a whim. In any event, there's a discussion amongst the poskim what exactly it means that a man's not allowed to remain married to a woman if she doesn't have a ketubah, and this is very practical because sometimes it can happen that a woman loses her ketubah, certainly in cases like where a house burns down, chas v'chalila, or something like that. Or it could be that a woman's stored her ketubah away, but she comes to look for it some years later and it really is nowhere to be found. So this question comes up. That's Rav Osher Weiss in Darche Horah Chelek Aleph points out that it's actually a machloket between the Mechaber and the Rama as to what it means that the husband can't stay with his wife. According to the Mechaber, it means they're prohibited even to have yichud together, whereas according to the Rama, it means that they're prohibited to be intimate together, but yichud is not permitted under these circumstances. He makes the observation, though, that there's a further concern of Chazal, and that further concern of Chazal is that even though me'ikar hadin, what's prohibited is either the intimacy or the yichud, but nevertheless, Chazal said that a person shouldn't remain married even without the presence of a ketubah. So if a woman loses her ketubah, she has to have her ketubah rewritten. It's known as ketubah de irkasa. Various provisions are made in that to reflect the terms of the original ketubah. Question comes up, what if it's discovered, say, on Shabbat, the ketubah's gone missing? A couple maybe had a very lovely ketubah on the wall of their house. It was framed and they were broken into and the ketubah was stolen. The thief didn't realise that this was a religious document with their names on. He thought that this was just a very nice piece of calligraphy and art, and it was stolen. Or Khalil of the house burnt down or something like that on a Friday night. What can be done under those circumstances where another ketubah can't be written? So Rav Osher Weiss gives three suggestions here. That's basing himself on Simon Samach Vav Seif Bet. He points out that in the absence of a ketubah, a husband can give to his wife metaltalin, chattels, items which are worth the value of the ketubah and the Tosefet ketubah, and she'll keep hold of them. That's as surety for her ketubah payment if she should need to make such a claim. The challenge with this, of course, is that in yesterday's show we discussed the value of the ketubah, and if we follow the Chazon Ish, that the value of the ketubah is £27,000 or something in that region, then to give your wife on Shabbat things to the value of £27,000 might be a little bit of a challenge. A further suggestion that Rav Osher Weiss makes is that the Rama in Samach Vav Sif Aleph points out that in extremis, Peshat HaDachak, one is able to rely on the testimony of the Edim who signed the ketubah. That's the Edim saw the Kabbalat Kinyan that the Chatan made committing himself to this financial agreement, and the way that they testify about that is by writing it in a shtar and signing the shtar. But in actual fact, if they were to come to Beit Din and say that the Chatan made this commitment, then that would also be a valid way of extracting the payment from him. So Bishat HaDachak, where there's no ketubah available, then it would be permissible to rely on those Edim. And a third consideration is the what the Rama says in Samach Vav Seif Gimel, is the whole question about whether or not nowadays we need a ketubah, because since the Cheirim of Rabbeinu Gershom, that a man's not allowed to divorce his wife Baal Korcha without her consent, so it's impossible that a person just just on a whim, will decide to divorce his wife and not have to pay her anything. That's, so in actual fact, the ketubah is a little bit redundant, even though in the first instance we don't rely on that. Nevertheless, b'shat hadachak, in combination with the other considerations, we can rely on that. Further consideration is made by Rav Moshe Sternbach in Sheilot Tshuvot V'Hanakot Chelek Gimel Simon Shin Sadikei, where he points out that nowadays, in many places, it's the custom that a copy of the ketubah is made and signed by the witnesses at the time of signing the original ketubah, and that's filed with the Bet Din. And that's certainly in combination with the other considerations as well as a short-term solution will save our problem of the couple who, on the face of it, are not able to live together because of the absence of a ketubah. In actual fact, in this instance, there is a ketubah. Adkan.